Your workout of the day is ratchet it up. We've got deadlifts. We've got 3 sets of 5, 3 sets of 3, and then 3 sets of 1.
You struggled with that for a second there, didn't you?
I did. I'm still struggling. This is going to be a long 5 minutes.
5-5-5, 3-3-3, 1-1-1. Are these like a build towards, see what you can lift towards the end of the day session? I'm teeing this up beautifully. They definitely are not that. I've already read the notes. I've spoke to Amy about it. Yeah. There's always, do you notice there's rules when Amy's written the workout? Rules.
There's rules, yeah.
Rules. Whereas whenever I write a workout, it tends to be
a guide.
Yeah, and it's the guide is probably go faster than you think. Yeah. It's always a slightly harder workout than
Amy's
everyone
like,
wants
don't
to do.
Don't do this. And you're maybe allowed to do that.
Maybe you're like, only under these terms and conditions. Yeah. We're trying to get really strong here today, obviously. How do we make sure that we do that starting with the first set?
Yeah, like the usual story here, like let's start heavy, stay heavy. Mm. If you added up the weight that you lifted on set 1, 2, and 3, 4, 5, and 6, oh, where am I? Yeah, and it's 7, 8, and 9. I told you I'm going to struggle today. Those 9 numbers should add up to the biggest number possible.
Ah. Yeah. And whenever you're doing 5s, that's where the biggest bang for your buck here is. Because even if you did like 300 kilos for 1 rep at the end, if you did 200 kilos for a 5, that wins. Like that adds to your total more than 1 single at all.
Yeah, so don't miss it in the early sets with the big 1 rep max in mind at the end. Yeah, stay focused on the set in front of you and say, how is this going to get me as strong as possible? Mm-hmm. That's the key to it. I think, like, you see the name ratchet it up. You think about that ratchet trap where we ratchet up some pressure and then we come back and we ratchet up some more. And there's a bit of that to this workout where we have our 5s done and then we're like, oh, we've got to go up in weight now.
Yeah, there's 3s here.
3s. And then you're going to take another jump for the single. So it's like we're gradually dialing up the weight on the bar. So we dial up the strength. Like, think about this. This is a Saturday morning workout. We get up. We've had a full week done. We're fresh. We've got the breakfast in us. And we get to come in and just lift something heavy with the sunshine. It's going to be an amazing morning.
What's your telltale sign in your opening sets? Because I struggle with this sometimes as well, where I'm like, you know, when you warm up and you're building up to certain weights and you're like, that felt kind of heavy today. And it's not near what a maximum lift for that would be. Like, to give you an example, remember we did the 3 sets of 6 back squats and then the 3 sets of 3.
Yep.
And I had a number in my head. I was like, that would be like, that number would get me stronger if I did that across the board. Which I think I had like 130 in my head for the 6s. I was like, that'll get me stronger if I do that today. And then I did 110. And I was like, Jesus, I'm 20 kilos off here. Yeah. But then right before the workout started, I went, fuck it. And I just threw an extra weight on each side. Mm-hmm. And I did it. But that was me kind of going, well, I've been doing this for 15 years. Like, I know what my body's capable of. You're just feeling this way. Go do the thing because you don't want to miss a rep. How do we help people get to that stage today without just second guessing themselves or missing it altogether?
Yeah, I think there is that effect when we're in warm-up mode, we're just not dialed up.
Yeah.
And then 3-2-1 happens and we switch into, I'm ready for action now.
Yeah.
So I think if you're warming up for the 5s with sets of 2 or 3, and they feel like really challenging, I think when the workout starts, it's probably going to be difficult for 5.
Yeah.
So going to make it feel heavy for 2 or 3, and I think you should be good. I always think as well, like that very first set, we want to get as much as out of it as we can, but that's probably going to be your final dial up.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to be able to take a leap for set number 2 and set number 3. Because we're probably not at the races until we're actually in it. So we get there as close as we can, make sure we don't strategically hold back. But then when we start, we got to accept, right now I can probably take a bit more.
So let's go a bit more.
Yeah. So let's go a bit more. I think like the big purpose of that is obviously just raw strength. We're getting really strong today. But there's 2 types of strength in the deadlift. There's the strength that we need to hold our positions. So it's a strength and stability. So as you tip your body forward down to the bar, we know that we could bend in the spine or we could bend at the hip and knee. And holding that spine position stable is the type of strength that we're trying to build, instability. Then there's the second type of, I need to be strong enough to actually move the barbell. So that's the strength that we think of for the deadlift. But I think the positional strength is just as important, and we get just as much from it. We get lots of carryover to our Olympic weightlifting, and it needs just as much of attention. So as you're setting up, your setup is going to give you your positional strength. But then once you're set up, you're going to maintain that while moving the bar as aggressively as possible. Then you're going to get that dynamic strength that we're looking for.